Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are here once again to the Let's Talk Truth segment. And this evening, we're going to do a remix of last week's show because I understand we had some, we lost some audio feed on the one for last week. And I just feel that this is very important for us, this show. The name of our show today, of the topic that we're talking about, is So Who Do You Think You Are? And this is based on leaders, our leaders that have been called to lead and put in certain positions to lead, and attitudes have changed, and not realizing the importance it is to be in a leadership position. I feel that we needed to redo this show because it is very important for us to understand our place as leaders in this country and in this world. If you'll know, if you really want to talk truth, let's discuss the importance of a leader. First and foremost, it has to be very important for each of us to have a leader or someone that we need to emulate or imitate in order for us to do things the right way. If you'll look down in the very beginning, God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It was important for him to send someone as an example to lead us and to show us that it is not impossible to walk in the right way, because that's what Christ did. Now, the very thing that our world gives us, different positions, in leadership, and we should understand that your whole life, my whole life, is based on who my leaders are or who my leaders were. Who have I looked up to? Who do I look to go from one day to the other? We're not just born knowing how to walk and how to talk. We're born and to have someone to look up to and to lead us into all righteousness, or doing things the right way. And if you look around now, our world is just really shot because of the people that we have in leadership positions. And the scripture says something to the effect that there are spiritual wickedness in high places. These are people that have been put in place to lead, but they're leading. We're so in love with ourselves. That's all we can see. I'm so in love with myself. So the two avenues we want to discuss this evening is leadership in the home and leadership in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God meaning the church, wherever it is you serve or worship. If you'll go back to what you really, really, really need to look at is, okay, what's my next step? I'm a leader. Then someone is going to look at, so who do you think you are? Why are you doing things this way? Why do you do things that way? Why do you believe the way you believe? So it's important that we stand in a place where people can actually catch hold to something that's solid and sound. I promise you now, I can look around, and I'm really afraid for our young people that's coming up, because none of them are coming up with anything sound. Oh, yeah, they're getting the education. They're getting the letter, but they don't have the wisdom to encompass that letter or to say what it's going to do and how it's going to do it. So this is what we have to look forward to as far as our leadership in the places that we're going to be in. Now, let's start out, I'd say, with our leaders in the home. We have so many dysfunctional homes till it's unreal. And it's dysfunctional. Why? Because there are no heads in the home anymore. There are no men in the homes. And there are no men because based on the decisions we've made and the leadership decisions that we've made, we just don't have men in the proper places. Very few homes have their men in place. And then the ones that are in place, we look at them cross-eyed, or women or whomever look at them. So who do you think you are? You can't tell me what to do just because you may be the husband, but I'm this and I'm that. So we have to really stop and go back to the basics. We need to go back to square one. What is it that I need to learn? Who do I need to look at and start all over? You know, it's nothing wrong with stopping and going back to square one to make sure you get it right. But a lot of us don't want to do that. We don't want to go back to the beginning. We don't want to start over. We want to just keep pushing it the way we are, making more and more dysfunctional people in this world. And so we look around, and this is why you hear throughout the day, on at home, in the church, on your job, at the grocery store, who do you think you are? Most people that in the homes, our men are so arrogant. We they don't know how to humble themselves. And I do believe that the scripture said, let the greatest among you become the least. Our men should be in position to nurture their wives, nurture their relationships, and teach our children. But we're either hard on one side and too easy on the other side. Some of us men, that's my boy. I want him to go out and do this and do that, and he need two or three girlfriends, and he need this and that. And we dress our little boys up. Everybody got a piercing somewhere, a tattoo somewhere, and this changes the whole mindset of our young people. So we've messed up. What do we do? How do we start over? And so who do you think you are that you can mess up a person's life, and then we're stuck with that mess up for a lifetime? We live, we die, a messed up people. So this is what we need to look at, okay? Then from that, from the messed up home, we go into the messed up kingdom of God. We got a messed up church for the simple fact people don't want to be led anymore. People want to go to church. You already know the word. The scripture says, how can you hear without a preacher? Well, everybody's preaching nowadays. We all know the word. You know why we feel like we know the word? Because we can read and write. And we stand on, this is what God said. And he said that the women keep silent in the church and men do this. But if you would just sit down and let God give you and open up your understanding, you would stop having a dysfunctional home life. And the church would stop being dysfunctional. It's just a stated fact that people love chaos. They don't want things to run smoothly. You know, Christ came. I don't remember him having chaotic moments. When he stepped into a situation, he stepped in, he fixed it, he moved on. But we love chaos, from what we watch on TV to what we listen to on, as far as the music is concerned. I promise you, I can have ask how many people, I can talk to the young people at my church and say, how many of y'all listen to the internet broadcast? Not a one. But you find babies that can sing some secular music, the rap music. They can sing songs from the beginning to the end. What do you think that is? It goes back to what a gentleman said one day. He said, I have two dogs in me. And another guy asked him, said, which dog is the biggest? He said, well, the one I feed the most. So this is what we, am I eating from a leadership that is giving me positive, sound doctrine, or am I eating from the leadership of a person who is causing the chaos and causing the deceit and the lies and therefore making me into a dysfunctional person? And it just all leads back to the importance to have an established leader. You have to have an established leader and know that everything is not going to work unless you have been led properly. Now, the greatest leader in the world, first and foremost, is the one that is the greatest follower. You have to learn how to follow to become a great leader. And so when we get all stick our chest out because I'm the VP of this or the CEO of that, understand that word leadership is synonymous with servant. We are servants. We have to serve people. We have to be there for people, good, bad, and indifferent. You have to learn how to serve. You have to learn how to conform to the personalities of the other people so that you might maintain your status as leadership in that servitude role. So it's just a great, great many things that we have to take into consideration. I said the other day that if you wanted pastors of a church to admit that they were wrong, you better do it before they get a church, because I promise you, once they become pastors, no one is going to stand up and say, look, you guys, I told you something about a year ago that was totally wrong. I was using the concept from my own flesh, but once God opened it up to me and revealed to me the truth, this is the truth. We're not going to hardly find that, because we feel like, number one, if we've got a church, we can't make mistakes anymore. And that just goes back to the effective leadership that we've had to get in this position. So if we'll just understand what's going on and understand the importance of being a good leader. It's a number of times that I've had people on my job, especially when we move into manager, supervisors, positions, we find people who do some crazy stuff. You know, they want to talk to you crazy, talk down to you, talk to you like you're not human. Why? Because now I'm in a leadership role. I am in such a role that I don't have to take or do anything. You just better do what I said do and don't talk. That is so out of line. And when we get to the point where we're not effective, then that means that we have stopped being leaders, and I don't know what word we'll attach ourselves to it when we get to the point, but we affect lives when we have attitudes like that. Some people, I was in the bank one day and I had a pretty big check to cash, wasn't my money, but the check was made out to me. Now, it was the right of the bank to cash that check, but they looked at me, I shouldn't have a check that big, so she didn't want to give me the money. So, but, you know, my people perish from lack of knowledge, so I just insisted that she take care of it, and she ended up calling the bank's attorney. Well, the bank's attorney told her, if you don't give that lady her money, it's made out to her, she has her proper ID, you know, we could be in all sorts of trouble. Now, that's a good thing. So she was a VP of the bank, so her title and her leadership role made her make a decision that was out of her league to make. We absolutely affect lives. So I left the bank irritated. What happens when you leave a place irritated, when someone in leadership position has irritated you to the point that you just want to do something drastic to them, runs your blood pressure up, it just does a number of things to you. In other words, it has affected your life for that moment. So we need to be cognizant of who we are and the positions we hold and how we affect other people. I go back to when I was a young girl, like 19 years old, and I was having all sorts of problems and didn't know what to do. And a young lady that I worked with had been in Christ. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. I didn't even know what the Holy Ghost was back then. But she told me, she said, you know what you need? You absolutely need Christ. She said, now, I can't lead you to Christ. She said, but you need a preacher. And I was from the country. I didn't have a clue where to start seeking a preacher. But some of the people at work say, well, you know, go to Reverend so-and-so, call them, call Reverend this, call them. And mostly all the people that they had me to call had pretty good-sized churches. Now, we're talking about what I'm talking to you about now goes to show how leaders can affect a person's life in a negative way. And me being 19 at the time, I reverenced preachers and pastors. I thought they were the next thing to God, so I looked up to them. And you go into, so I made an appointment to go in and for counseling. And when I went in the first time, the preacher started talking to me the same way a young man in a club would talk to me, telling me how fine I was and this and that. Well, right there, that turned me off because I'm looking for something that I thought could be done differently. I already knew that side of life. I'm looking for another side of life that I thought he could offer me. But he didn't. He was offering me exactly what the world was offering me. So disappointed, I got up and I left, okay? Decided not to ever try to get counseling from a preacher again. Well, they talked me into trying it one more time, only this time I did it with a different minister. Now, I'm sitting just heart open in his office, just waiting for him to lead me to this great answer that was a cure-all for what I had going in my life at the time. And next thing I know, this man is all over me, trying to kiss on me, so I slapped his face and I left. Now, I was 19 years old. That damaged me so bad, I could not hear anything any pastor said from that day, 19 years old, until I was 33 years old. And that's when I heard the word of God for the first time as an adult. Now, I know that there are a lot of women out there who've gone through the same thing. You don't think that there's any good in any leaders, but there are some good leaders. There are some good leaders out there. We just have to be prayerful and allow God to send us to the right leaders. Because when we're set up like that, the way I went through, the things that I went through, that was Satan's design to knock me out of my element so I'd never accomplish what God had set forth for me to accomplish. But I did it. So now, how effective are you in the position that you are as a leader? And if somebody asks you, so who do you think you are? What are you going to tell them? How are you going to respond? You know, will you be able to respond in a manner that is pleasing in the sight of God? Are you able to stand before your family, your wife, and your children and be the leader that God has placed you to be in the place that he has put you to be over your family? Because I guarantee what you produce in the home, is going to filter out into the workplace. It's going to filter out into the body of Christ. It's just going to go far. So the next time somebody approaches you and say, hey, who do you think you are? We need to say exactly who we are and be able to say it with conviction and to know that we're doing the right thing. I promise you, we have too much to lose for us to say, anything different. So who do you think you are? Well, don't worry about who I am because I am this. We get this all the time. The reaction that people have, they're so flipped, so arrogant. But there should not be arrogance in your position that you hold as a leader. Mothers, you have to nurture your children. How will you nurture your children? So who do you think you are? You are their parent, but you beat on them all the time. You don't share anything with them. You're not active in their lives. We have to keep our families occupied so that nothing else will be able to filter in and take over them. I tell you, it's too much going on with the, we have to worry about, or not worry about, but we have to keep our little girls covered. We have to keep our little boys covered. We have so many pedophiles that are out there that's trying their best to do what to destroy the lives of our children. So who do I think I am? I think that I'm a person that's looking out for our children. I'm a person that's put in a leadership position to be accountable for the things that we do. So let's understand all of this when we stand up and say, who I am, or who are you, who do you think you are? You know, so we should be able to answer with conviction and stand with conviction and say truly who we are and who do we think we are. Because we have to be there and know that I don't want to have to look back on a day that I've spent in this world and see myself putting a negative anything in anybody's life. A leader is supposed to be a positive mover, nothing negative. And don't get me wrong now, some people will charge us being negative just because we tell the truth. But let's talk truth. We're supposed to be able to talk truth, and people will accuse you of judging them just because you speak the truth. But if you speak the truth and you speak it when you're supposed to speak it, where you're supposed to speak it, it should be an effective tool to enhance the lives of others. And that's what we are here for. So that's who I think that I am. And I wanted to push the Let's Talk Truth broadcast because we have too many broadcasts that are not truth. It doesn't help us in any way, form, or fashion. And so we need to just stop and say, look, I'm tired of being entertained every day. I do not want to be entertained. I want to do something that's positive. I want to be able to be a reckoning force in the lives of my community, in my home, and not just sit there and say something every day that you know you cannot fulfill, you have no intentions of fulfilling, and stop trying to grab people because people are vulnerable, they're weak, and sometimes we get people with just a promise. I promise you I'm going to do this. Knowing all the time we're lying, we're not going to fulfill that promise. We have no intentions. But we say these things because we're so in love with ourselves that we want ourselves to be looked up to. And I promise you, you don't have to strive to be looked up to. If you're standing in a leadership position, God is going to exalt you at the time you need exalting. So we can come off that pedestal that we put ourselves on as leaders and humble ourselves so that we can be effective. And God is going to exalt us when it's time for us to be exalted. Because just think, if we're exalted before time, we'll get a bigger head than we had before we were exalted. So let's just think about Let's Talk Truth. We're still striving to do our magazine, our Let's Talk Truth magazine, and I believe this magazine is going to really bless people all over the world because it's going to come out and it's going to deal with everyday issues discussed by everyday people. And this is our goal, because there are people, our everyday people, who have so much to say, so many positive things to say, so much wisdom from within, but they very seldom get a platform to say it on. So this magazine, we're still striving to come out with it in the fall, that we're going to be able to talk about issues that otherwise you get TV talk shows and things like that. They're only there to entertain people. So we're tired of being entertained. Because you're entertained, you don't have a chance to participate in the things that you're being told. But if, let's talk truth, if you're speaking what is in your heart to say, it will be an effective forum for people who want to be blessed. So that's what we need to do. Let's talk to our, encourage our men. Men, let's be men. And I'm talking about, you need to be a man before you get a wife. You need to be a man while you're trying to date. You need to be a man and understand that bringing children into the world without the benefit of marriage, you're hurting those children. And if a woman is not in the position to say no to premarital intimacy, then you be a man and say no. Just absolutely practice celibacy. And just because you're big enough to do it doesn't make it right. So we need to get ourselves together. And all I want you to do is throughout the day, ask yourself, so who do you think you are? How many lives have you messed up today? How many lives are you going to mess up this month? How many lives are you going to mess up this year? And then we can turn around and settle down and say, who do you think you are? How many positive things am I going to do in my position of influence? We have positions of influence that we take to a whole nother level. We have such a platform to be a positive blessing in everybody's life, but we don't do that. We sit around and just get involved in something that's not going to benefit us any way, form, or fashion. I have nothing against the different types of music that people listen to. You listen to what you want to. All I say, if you can tell me how some of the lyrics of these songs are going to bless you, all it does is cloud your mind. Does it make you any richer? No, it's only making the person that the song belonged to richer. But we're not getting anything from it. We're not growing from it. We're not prospering from it. We don't have anything to hand down to our children. Where is the inheritance for our children? We're supposed to leave an inheritance for our children and our children's children. What kind of inheritance are we going to leave if we're not proper leaders? What will my grandbaby be able to say, this was passed down to me from my grandbaby, from my grandmother. This was passed down to me from my great-grandmother. This was passed down to me from my great-great-grandmother. And the way that I do everything, we have to understand. Now, we're getting ready to come to a close, and I really am glad that you're listening in. So we getting down to this point. If you want to listen in to this, Let's Talk Truth, you can do this by sending me an email to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. You can also call and leave me a message on area code 469-554-0337 and just let me know what you have on the table. I thank you for listening in, and I want you to be here with us next week at 7:30. We'll be able to share something else. And this time, hoping this show led you in its entirety. And I want you to know that without a shadow of a doubt, I'm leaving you this evening, but I'm loving you with the heart of God and want you to come back again. Okay? All right. Goodbye until next week.